Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Many years later, George Porter recalled moving in 1890 with his family to the Rogue Valley. The family, led by Father L.G. Porter, settled near Prospect under land possession rights of the Preemption Act of 1841. George Porter was 9 years old. His father was a Michigan timberman who had heard Oregon was timber rich and was delighted when it proved to be true. Arriving by train in Central Point, they hired a drayman to haul their possessions on a low flagbed wagon drawn by horses. He charged by the pound, so the cargo and people had to be weighed. Mrs. Porter was plump and refused, so the drayman had to make a guess. The trip to Prospect took 2 days. The hilly road required everyone to get out of the rig and walk up steep slopes to make it easier for the horses. George remembered his dad's story about a stay at the Gordon Ranch, a halfway point between the forest land and the valley, where he overheard cattlemen predicting Michigan tenderfoots who were buying timber would never turn a profit. George's father died a rich man. Today's episode of As It was written by Mary Ann Mason, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.